Sometimes it seems there are lots of complicated and entangling things in the process of trying to do something quite simple. And just as an image or a metaphor for our lives, I think we may recognize something of this. Sorting out the microphone and the recording system. And really, I just want to say a few things. But what I'd like to speak about is perhaps not so far away from these kinds of situations where I think often in our lives that the complications and the practical things we need to deal with make it hard for us to find the time and the space for what is most important. And on this retreat and the title, the theme of returning to the heart, I'd just like to say a few words before we have some time for meditation together to finish the evening. And I don't know how the phrase lands for you, returning to the heart. But the first thing that I notice is the sense of what heart might mean for me. And heart points to that which is most important. What's at the heart of my life? What do I care about the most deeply? What is most meaningful, most precious, most of value? I think our heart is something through which we know what we really value, through which we know what we really care about. And the heart of something is that. So returning to the heart is both coming back to this capacity we have to recognize, to discern, to know directly for ourselves what is most important, what we care about most deeply. And it is that. It is that itself, the heart of our life, we could say. And it's easy to become distant from this, to find ourselves disconnected, not even sure what all that might mean. And yet, at the same time, to have a sense, perhaps, to imagine, to hope, or to confidently know that this is something we can be closer to, we can come back to. So returning to the heart, I think for me this phrase points to a sense of something that perhaps we have known more deeply, but become distant from. And on a retreat such as this, we're not seeking to go somewhere else than where we are, to become someone other than who and what we are, but more to enter so fully and deeply into the truth of what is here. That we know and understand it fully, or more fully at least than we have up till now, to come back to the heart, to the sense of what it is that cares and what it is we care about, what it is that knows this value, this preciousness in life, and what it is that is precious itself. I think this is something we're all interested in. And we may have different words for what that is, and that's fine. Different experiences, different cultural and religious frameworks through which that's expressed and known. But experientially, we know it directly. And I think it is the shared ground at the very heart of what it means to be what we are. So another element of returning to the heart is coming back into the shared ground of our humanity and our participation in a life that is awake to itself. For me, this caring and this capacity to know what we care about is natural, is organic, is innate. It's not something we need to get or find. Maybe we need to reconnect with it, return to it more deeply. But I think the fact that we care is there in all of us. I'm confident of this. But we maybe still need to learn more how to express that caring in our lives. What it is that will enable our what we care about to be most deeply supported. That's not something we come into this world knowing. And in the tradition of insight meditation and the teachings of the Buddha, we talk about wisdom, understanding, comprehension, clarity. It's qualities that we learn, that we develop through a process of training and discovery within our own lives, our own hearts, our own minds, our own bodies, within the immediacy of our experience, so that the caring that is natural, that is innate, that I believe to be unstoppable within us, is supported by a growing wisdom and understanding of what allows that caring to flow into the world, to flow into our lives more fully and with a greater capacity for transforming all that is touched by it. And so this weekend, perhaps as we engage in the meditation, there may be some sense of what it is to treat this practice as coming back to what is most important, coming back to what is at the heart of our life. Not trying to get somewhere else, not trying to get away from our life. A retreat is not an escape from life, but stepping away from the things that distract us or overwhelm us, and therefore make it difficult for us to stay close to what we care about most deeply. And the place we know this caring and this that we care about is when we are connected, when we're in touch, when we're sensitive to our immediate experience, to our life. So as a practice, we essentially orient towards supporting and developing the capacity to be awake in our experience. And we'll be offering some tools, some techniques, some forms and ways to support this. But it's important and useful to understand that these are in the service of a process of becoming awake, rather than somehow in and of themselves as tools, the ultimate point of what we're doing. So in the instructions and the guidance that we'll be offering, to perhaps have that framework, that we're not trying to produce something or get somewhere, but actually see what allows us to return to and connect more deeply with where we already are, and to come to know that territory more fully, to understand the secrets, the riches, the beauty, the mystery, the nobility that can be discovered there for ourselves, and in fact for all human beings. So let's spend a little time in meditation together. And just before you do that, notice if immediately In your mind, you have an idea of sitting in a particular shape and crossing your legs in a particular way. And just before you move your body, take a moment to notice where your body is and how it feels before you change anything at the mention of the word meditation. Because actually the movement of your attention into direct contact with your experience is the meditation. What we might do with our body in support of that is a support for the meditation. But it's only that shift, and putting our body in a certain shape without doing that isn't meditation. So notice how perhaps, if you're like me, we may be sitting in a way that's not so comfortable. As soon as we start to feel into our body, we notice it's not in balance. And we want to bring it into balance. Or maybe we have been sitting in a way that's comfortable, but we think, that's not how you meditate. Meditate should be uncomfortable. That's also not entirely the case. But there are some principles that are very helpful. So yes, we'll do some sitting meditation. And what's going to be helpful for that is to feel the earth beneath you. We'll give a lot more instruction tomorrow and over the following days. But just for now, noticing what it's like to bring your attention into your body, to feel your seat, your bottom, your buttocks upon the earth, pressing into the chair, the cushion, the bench, whatever you're sitting upon. If you're in a chair, putting your feet flat on the ground so you feel the earth beneath them. If you're sitting on the floor and your knees are sticking up in the air, as sometimes happens, if you can put something underneath to support the knee, that will help the contact, the grounding, the connection with the earth. To know we have something to rest upon, that holds us, that supports us, is a great support for allowing ourselves to come to rest, to not have to hold ourselves so tightly. So we feel the ground upon which we are resting beneath us. And then also extending the body upright from that ground. So there's a sense of verticality, an intentional uprising of the torso from the pelvis through the neck and the head, lifting lightly but consciously, a sense of uplift into the sky and the space above us. And just noticing what it is to establish this sense of contact with the earth beneath us, the firmness, the solidity of this, that we can feel in our body through the pressure as the weight of your body presses into the ground. And then that upright extension coming through the body, neck and head, which are part of the body, of course, opening into the space above us, of which there is plenty. You may think the room is rather full with 80 or 90 people in it. But in fact, most of the room is empty. If you look up, you'll see this is so. There's often more space right here than we realize. Not just physical space. And that also offers us a sense of possibility. Invites us to what is possible for us. And at the same time, as we sit upright, we can relax. There's nowhere we need to get to and nothing we need to do right now apart from be here. So just becoming aware of any tension, holding, tightness there may be in your body, without trying to do something to make it go away. Just notice what it feels like. Maybe around your face or your head, the eyes, the mouth, the jaw, often holding tightness, tension, the sides or the back of the head. And just as you become aware of it, you can just gently invite it or allow it to soften, not by trying to make it happen, not by trying to force it to relax, but by remembering or noticing that it doesn't really need to be holding on right now. But if it continues to do so, let it. But just make space for it and allow yourself to experience it. Likewise, in bringing the attention into the neck and the shoulders. Again, we may feel some tension here, just including that experience, inviting a softening or release, but without demanding. Including the chest, the torso, the middle of the torso and the belly. So the shoulders can drop, the chest can be open, and the belly soft, allowing the breathing to flow easefully, naturally, just however it does for you. As your body is sitting on the earth upright, and yet at ease, relaxed. And becoming aware of what you notice as you're breathing, what it is that lets you know that right now your body is breathing in, breathing out. You may feel the air being drawn in through the nostrils, down through the throat. You notice the way the chest rises, expanding, and the belly lifts, rises as you breathe in. And noticing as you breathe out how the belly drops and the chest relaxes and softens downwards. How the air moves up and out through the throat and nostrils. Whatever you notice that lets you know your body is breathing, just bringing your attention, gathering your attention to feel this, to know this directly. This is what we call the quality of being present with, mindful, conscious of what's happening. Just simple experience. This body sitting here, breathing in, breathing out. You may notice the very interior quality of breath moving in your body. Or it may be more the feeling of your clothing against your skin as you breathe. And your body moves against the clothing. So not forming an idea or an image of the experience, but feeling directly whatever you feel right now as your body breathes. And if you can't feel anything at all associated with that breathing process, you may like to place the soft, open palm of your hand gently and softly against your upper belly or your lower chest. You'll probably find that that makes the sensation of breathing, the experience of breathing in, breathing out a little clearer. The sensitivity of the palm supporting you in this. If you find it useful, you're welcome to do so. But you don't have to. And just spending a little time now being close with this experience, breathing in, breathing out. Not trying to grab it or hold on to it with your attention. Not forcing your attention here, but just gathering the experience in. And if you notice your attention is drawn away to something else, simply bringing it back. Without regarding other experiences as problems or obstacles or mistakes. And yet just choosing for now to settle with this body breathing experience. To come back to it again and again. The flow and ebb, the ripple and rhythm of breathing in the body. Just however your body is breathing right now. Knowing it as it is. Just as it is. Moment by moment. Breath by breath. the sound of the bell. Just taking a moment to listen, to receive that experience fully. As the sound arises and continues a little while, then fades away. See if you can stay present until the sound has faded into the silence. And only then, taking this as the signal the sitting is finished, the formal meditation is ended.